I'll start with a composition which is well known. Swaminatha Paripalaya Shoham, Ragam Nate. But if you, I want you to notice especially the Anupallavi of this composition. By the way, the word Samashti Charanam is not there at all. It is a word that was introduced by scholars in only the 20th century. The Kirtana forms has multiple forms. Pallavi, Anupallavi, Charanams, Pallavi, Charanams, Pallavi, Anupallavi. So that Samashti Charanam, if you look at any of the older books, they will just say Pallavi, Anupallavi. That is all. They won't say Pallavi, Samashti Charanam. The newer publications have used that word. So I will call it Pallavi and Anupallavi only. And if you listen to the Anupallavi of this Kirtana, this is a Kirtana that all of you have heard, you will notice the beautiful jarus that are there in the whole form that is completely lost in the way it has been restructured. Swaminatha Paripalaya Shoham, Ragam Nate. And also structurally, when we sing this song, we sing it with a mistake. Amidata, we sing it as almost like a charma after singing the Pallavi. It should not be rendered that way. It is only Anupallavi together. So Madhyama Kalam has been split in our rendition. We sing Swaminatha Paripalaya Shoham, then sing it like an Anupallavi for the first two lines, come back to the Pallavi and then sing the Madhyama Kalam. I would request any student here to not render it that way. That is just structurally wrong. It should be rendered as Pallavi, Samakala Sahityam, Madhyama Kala Sahityam. That's it. Mm-hmm.